Hi, this is Lavender Frost with some quick housekeeping notes before we begin our scheduled programming. You'll notice that at the beginning of this podfic, we introduced it with a different title than what it ended up having when we posted. That's because we decided on a new title later on based on a running joke that we got going while I was reading. And because we do get rather snarky in this recording, I also wanted to make a note that any mockery and roasting in this podfic is intended for one of three parties: myself, the author, and native English speakers who lecture others about their dialects being wrong. If any of these criteria do not apply to you, then it's not about you. Also, I don't really care about how people pronounce things in Greek or Latin. I end up using the common pronunciations most of the time myself. It's just when you pull out mispronounced Greek in your lectures about why others' English is incorrect that we have a problem, and I will call your ass out on it. And finally, a trigger warning. There is some brief joking about mental health and asylums, and about the COVID-19 epidemic, as this was recorded while that event was going on. Please exercise any self-care and discretion you may need if that's something that would be disturbing to you. And that's it. Enjoy.
Yep.
And let me just give myself about 30 seconds of silence here. One moment. Yeah, 15 works. Okay.
Can't be silent for 30 seconds.
I'm sorry.
Can't but do this any longer.
When other people are waiting.
So awkward.
Too many fun people in the chat.
When other people are waiting on me, it's like, oh God, okay.
Warned us that you would be silent for 30 seconds.
It's like, we can't do it. We just obviously can't. There's not enough tequila in the world. Related, I'm getting more tequila.
Okay, anyway. Hello, everybody. This is Lavender Frost. I am here with Lunchy and Rose, who is currently getting tequila, but she will be back in a minute.
Oh, I haven't left. I'm still here.
My headset stretches.
Nope, it's actually on the other side of the room, but my headset has a really long cord.
Okay, and we probably should have clapped, but whatever, I'll figure it out.
Ta-da-da!
And I am here taking up the word masochist challenge, aka reading out the famous poem called The Chaos by Gerard Nils Trenite, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever his last name is.
Whatever. Sure. In Texas, it would be. In Texas, it would be Gerard Nils Trenite, okay? Whatever.
But, are you sure it's Trinity or like Trinite?
Well, I mean, when Lunchy did it, she did like the really super French thing, like Gerard Nils Trenite, like that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like fucking made that up, man. I don't know.
Fancy.
But anyway,
I just made it sound like I knew what I was doing, but I didn't.
Well, that's completely understandable. You should do that more often. I can't even pretend to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, so I had fun listening to Lunchies and listening to Fajays and everything. It was great. But as I was reading through the poem myself, I couldn't help but notice that it is very, very biased towards UK English.
I did not notice that at all.
You know, you almost miss it, but yeah, once you find it, it's really obvious. But
are you sure?
So
state in the poem that it's for British people.
Of course they know.
Five lines. Blatant lines related to Britain. Besides that, I don't know what you're talking about.
So anyway, as I noted in Twitter, after Lunchy posted hers, this was blatant American English erasure. So you're right.
Yes, let's complain. Gotta quit on something right now.
Let's dig Trinite out of his grave and make him pay for his mistakes.
And so
that's way too much effort for an American, though. I don't want to go like dragged there.
Anyway.
About moving.
So I was thinking as I was reading it that how fun would it be to read it in American English just to see how much it fucks it up. And then I thought about it and it's like, you know, I could do generic American or I could reach way fucking back and I could be full Texan with this shit.
Do it.
Because anyone who knows me knows anyone who knows me knows where I'm from. However, caveat, my version of Texan is still city girl Texan because I grew up in Dallas. Don't hurt me.
Dallas represent. What?
No apologies. Do it.
We do not apologize for coming from Dallas, Texas. We are fabulous.
We are.
Come visit me.
Thou art absolutely fabulous.
Where you were born and where you grew up.
We can be friends.
So yeah. So my version of Texan is city girl Texan, but still it's Texan. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Unapologetically city girl Texan.
Unapologetically.
We do not apologize.
Y'all want rural Texan or West Texan? Y'all are going to have to talk to my aunts and my uncles and my grandparents.
We're literally anybody else who lives over there. I'm all city.
So yeah. Welcome to the chaos. Maybe we should call it the America Fuck Yeah edition. Or
you can call it the chaos, yeah, America Fuck Yeah edition. But also, like you said the chaos, and I was just like, okay, yeah, no, this has been pretty chaotic so far.
Well, it's supposed to be. Anyway. The Chaos, the America Fuck Yeah edition by Lavender Frost.
America Fuck Yeah.
Dearest creature in creation, studying English pronunciation, I will teach you in my verse sounds like corpse, core, horse, and worse. I will keep you, Susie, busy, make your head with heat grow dizzy. Tear in your eye, your dress you'll tear, queer, fair seer, hear my prayer. Pray, console your loving poet. Make my coat look new, dear. Sew it. Just compare heart, hear, and heard. Dyes and diet, lord and word. Sword and sword. Retain and Britain. Mind the latter, how it's written. Maid has not the sound of bade, unless you're in Texas, bitch. Say, said, pay, paid. Laid, but plat.
Yep. Plat.
Checks out.
Now,
wait, no, do people say plaid differently?
Apparently some people say played. I don't know, like they're weird.
Why would you say played?
They're weird.
Because
who knows?
If you've only ever seen this word in a book and you have paid,
this is true, that is
laid,
fair,
you think played.
That is fair.
No, that's fair.
Okay,
there
now
so
I surely will not
that I told you. Sorry, keep going.
Now I surely will not plague you.
I forgot what we were doing.
Can't make it through a verse. It's fine.
Well, no, Lunchy was starting to say something.
I'm gonna be respectful.
Okay.
Why? I'm not being respectful.
Now, I surely will not plague you with words such as vague and ague. But be careful how you speak. Say gush, bush, stake, streak, break, bleak. Previous, precious, fuchsia, via, recipe, pipe, studding sail, choir. Seriously, even if I did say via, there's an R in choir, dude.
That is true.
Like, how does that rhyme? Woven, oven.
Just kiss the...
Oh. Woven, oven, how and low. Script, receipt, shoe, poem, toe. And I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, okay. Keep going. Afterwards.
Say, expecting fraud and trickery, daughter, laughter, and oh my God. Do not break out the Greek unless you know what you're doing, dude. Okay, so he wants me to say terpsichore. He wants me to say terpsichore, but the Greek name is terpsichore. Okay, bite me.
Oh!
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 Branch?
She did that.
Branch, ranch, measles, topsails, aisles. Missiles, similes, reviles. Holy, holly, signals, signing. Same, examining, but mining. Scholar, vicar, and cigar. Solar, mica, war, and far. From desire, desirable. Admirable from admire. Lumber. My first club. Lumber, plumber, beer, but briar. Topsom, brome, renowned, but known. Knowledge done, loan, gone, none, tone. One, anemone, balmoral. Kitchen. Kitchen, lichen, laundry, laurel. Gertrude, German, wind, and wind. Bow, kind, kindred, cue, mankind. Tortoise, turquoise, chamois leather. Reading. Okay. Heathen, heather. This phonetic labyrinth gives moss, gross, brook, brooch, ninth, plinth. Have you ever yet endeavored to pronounce?
Did you say brooch?
Really?
Sorry.
Brooch. Yes.
Really?
Really?
Okay. Oh.
All right.
Yes. That is the only way. Okay.
I don't even brooch, yeah. Honey.
We shall not brooch this topic.
We shall not brooch the brooch topic.
We shall not broach the brooch topic. Let's go.
Have you ever yet endeavored to pronounce revered and severed? Demon, lemon, ghoul, foul, soul, Peter, petrol, and patrol? Fuck you, it's gasoline.
It is gasoline.
Billet does not end like ballet. Bouquet, wallet, mallet, chalet.
It's petrol in Australia.
Yes, but petrol is short for petroleum, which is crude oil. It gets refined into gasoline.
Oh, okay.
Gotta get like all up in it.
Yeah, like it's all right. It's gasoline. It's not all petrol. Up
in it. I mean, us Aussies, we love truncating words. So,
well, that's, you could just say gas. Go get yourself some gas.
We do say gas. We say both.
There you go.
And we're not, we're just flexible. Talking about farts because gas.
Okay, so. Billet does
we're
not.
We're not discriminatory, except in the ways that we are.
Billet does not end like ballet, bouquet, wallet, mallet, chalet. Blood and flood are not like food, nor is mold like should and would.
I hate that so much.
Right?
It bouquet doesn't rhyme. I hate it.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty
okay. Yeah, no, I screwed up. Okay. Banquet is not nearly parquet, which exactly rhymes with khaki. No, it doesn't. Discount, viscount, load, and broad. Toward, to forward, to reward. You guys realize there's an R in there, right? Like, this is something that you clocked.
R is silent, right?
I wanted so badly to say vicomte, but like I didn't because I forgot.
Well, I mean, if you, this is true. You could just say vicomte, but yeah. Okay, so
vicomte,
ricocheted and crocheting, croquette, right? Or croquet. Sorry, although I've heard it both ways.
You could say yeah, croquette.
You could say croquette. Fuck yeah. You,
especially if you're in Texas.
Exactly.
Yeah, they serve that here.
We don't.
That's
do
fine.
Those.
They're delicious. Yeah.
Right, your pronunciation's okay. Rounded, wounded, grieve and sieve. Friend and fiend, alive and live. Is your R correct and higher? Keats asserted it. Oh my
asserts.
God.
Asserts. Okay.
No, just let her try it. She'll get there.
Hey,
I'll get there.
We were told to correct.
It's
and
fine. Just change the word into ascertain. It's okay. I know that's what you want to say.
Keats asserts it rhymes with, and he wants me to say Thalia, I think, but it's actually Thalia. And it's actually kind of Thalia and not, yeah.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah, but Keats is English and never actually studied Greek, so yeah. Hue, but hug, and hood, but hoot. Buoyant, minute, but minute. Say abscission.
Wait, so this means that the education system is to blame and not...
This means I'm going to be basically actually-ing this entire poem. So, yeah.
You're actually a dead dude, though. It doesn't have as much weight.
Hey, I can still have fun, okay?
Well, I mean, I'm having fun watching you have fun without watching you have fun.
Anyway, say abscission with precision, now position and transition. Would it tally with my rhyme if I mentioned paradigm? Two pence, three pence, and T's are easy, but cease, crease, grease, and greasy? Cornice, nice, valis, revise, rabies, but lullabies. Of such puzzling words as nauseous, rhyming well with cautious, tortious. You'll envelop lists, I hope, in a linen envelope.
Why would I do
that? I mean, I don't know. I think he's just...
Because it's 1922 and linen's all you got.
You don't have a cell phone, so like...
Yeah, but I would have been in a mental institution in this time period, so it's not...
Pretty I would much. Not let you have writing implements.
Exactly, because, you know, I'm a crazy
it
woman.
It would be bedlam for me.
But that just means that...
Yeah.
But that means your lists are literally just, like, pieces of paper that they're like, yeah, she probably can't hurt herself with these. And then you're just like, da-da-da, imaginary pen writing on a list, putting it into a linen envelope. They're like, she surely can't suffocate herself with this.
Basically, just straight up miming in my cage. Just like, okay, yeah. We really shouldn't joke about that, but whatever.
I mean, but it is, but we did, and it is what it is. And also, this is what happens when you tell me
this
to
is
put
what
more
you
tequila
wanted.
Into my drink.
Anyway, would you like some more?
Back
You'll
to
have it.
It.
Affidavit. Oh my God. Affidavit, David, davit. To abjure, to perjure, shake. Does not sound like check, but ache. Liberty.
You say shake?
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced. If you look at the
Is it really?
If you look at the anglicized Arabic, they will actually spell it out for you the way it's supposed to sound, and it's S-H-A-Y-K-H.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have been socialized to say sheikh.
I've always said sheikh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
and I've never looked it up.
Every romance novel I've ever read, I've never looked it up either. And it's always how I said it in my head.
Well, I mean, the reason
learn new things every day while drinking tequila.
The reason I got exposed to it was later on in life when members of my family actually became Muslim. But like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
But
yeah, you have some more intimate knowledge about this word.
I got exposed to a lot more Arabic than most people. So, anyway, Liberty, Library, Heave, and Heaven, Rachel, Lock, Mustache, 11. We say hallowed, but allowed, people, leopard, toad, but vowed. Mark the difference, moreover, between mover, plover, dover. Leeches, breeches, wise, precise, chalice, but police, and lice. Camel, constable, unstable, principal, disciple, label. Pedal, penal, and canal. Wait, surmise, play, promise, pal. Sweet.
Play?
Play.
That's
how I've always heard it.
I like the T.
That's a Texan thing?
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, I don't know if it's a Texan thing or what, but it's how I've always heard it. Play.
I've always said play.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So like when you do your hair, you say
I say I'm braiding
it in a play.
We say we're braiding it first of all, but also I say play.
So
it's not a Texas.
I don't know what it is. It's just
okay.
The way I've always heard it was play. But
oh, interesting.
I just like I'm playing my hair. What are you doing to your hair? Don't do that to your hair. What's your hair do?
I mean, they would say what the fuck if you were saying you were plating it too. So they'd be like, what, are you going to eat it?
Well, in America, you would say I'm braiding my hair. I don't have a whole lot of hair to braid no more.
So, yeah. All right. Suit.
Wow, my grammar goes downhill.
That's part of the point.
There's like 5 shots of tequila in these 2 drinks.
Good.
Whoa, Rose, you are getting lit.
Gotta do something, right? Anyway, back to your thing. Go forth. Record. This has already taken us 20 minutes.
I mean,
it's beautiful. I love it. Cut nothing out.
Suit, sweet, ruin, circuit, conduit. Rhyme with shirk it and beyond it. But it is not hard to tell why it's Paul Mall, but Pall Mall. What?
I mean,
right? Okay.
Yeah. Why?
I
America. Why?
I know. What? I know it's a brand of cigarettes, but why? Anyway.
True.
Well, fuck it. Whatever. Y'all shouldn't be smoking anyway. It's disgusting.
Seriously, it's bad for your health. You're going to get cancer. But also...
Why?
I still smoke occasionally.
Well, I mean... Okay, fine.
Listen, I only do it when I'm with baby daddy and slightly tipsy.
Okay, well, then you need it, so...
It's a social smoking.
It's social smoking.
You're excused for that one.
I should be...
All right.
You know what? Like, smoking's super expensive in Australia, so...
It's super expensive here if you're poor.
Exactly, yeah.
And yet they still do it.
Yeah, don't get into it, people. It's disgusting.
If you're not,
like,
smoking a pack a day, and I don't understand how...
How much is a pack of smokes in... Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do that.
Anyway. Muscle, muscular, jail, iron. Fun fact... You know how it's spelled G-A-O-L in the poem? One of the older forms of this word was gay hole. Literally. Back in the 12th century.
Did it have the connotations that I think that it has? Or did it mean something different?
Who cares?
No. I need it to have the connotations. I want them to be like glory hole style holes.
Is this the same thing as when they sanitize cowboys to be not gay people who were ostracized?
Oh, man. And then they whitewashed them.
To go on a nomadic lifestyle.
Oh, I'm dying. Oh, it's beautiful. Holy shit.
Thank you, random interests in history.
Yay!
Timber, climber, bullion, lion, worm, and storm. Chase, chaos, chair, senator, spectator, mayor. Ivy, privy, famous, clamor, has the A of... I know it has the C, but everywhere I have always heard it pronounced dram, so dram and hammer. Pussy, hussy, and possessed. Desert, but dessert.
Wait, what do you say? That word. Sorry, I...
Nothing, because I had never seen that word before.
I was looking at it like, I don't know.
Like, it's... Everywhere, like, yeah, it's spelled D-R-A-C-H-M, but it's pronounced dram.
So, yeah, I totally was a dracum because I'd never seen that word before.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It tripped me up at first because, wait, are you trying to spell drachma?
Yeah, I think a couple of people said drachma, and I thought, I don't know, and I'm also not looking this up, so yeah, valid.
That's a legit life choice. I wouldn't have looked it up either.
Anyway.
I'm looking up nothing.
Right?
Uh-huh. If you're not paying me, I'm not looking it up.
Exactly. Yes, that.
Anyway, moving on. Pussy, hussy, and possess. Desert, but dessert. Address. Golf, wolf, countenance, lieutenants. Hoist in lieu of flags left pennants. Courier, courtier. Tomb, bomb, comb, cow, but cowper, some and home. Soldier, soldier, blood is thicker, quoth he, than liquor, or oh my god, than liqueur or liquor. Making, it is sad but true, in bravado, much ado. Stranger does not rhyme with anger, neither does devour with clangor. Pilot, pivot, gaunt, but ant, font, front, want, want, grand and grant. It's like, what do you want? Want. Like,
what do you want?
It's like, what do you want from me?
Adam Lambert.
Arsenic, specific, scenic, relic, rhetoric, hygienic, gooseberry, goose, and close, but close. Paradise, rise, rose, and dose. So I guess I should have flipped those other ones, but whatever. Say, inveigh, nay.
The second trap.
Say, inveigh, nay, but in finkle. Make the latter rhyme with
the
eagle.
The third trap.
Like, what the... Okay, fine, whatever. Mine. Mine, meandering, but mean. Valentine and magazine. And I bet you, dear, a penny, you say manifold like many. And let's see, which is wrong? Say rapier, peer, tear, one who ties, but tire. But pier.
The fourth trap.
No, it is pier. Like...
No, you said tier and then one who ties.
Okay, fine. Okay, yeah, I know. I get, okay, yeah, fine, whatever. Okay, tire, one who ties, but tier.
Either way.
Whatever, okay.
You don't call it one who ties tier.
Well, no, I was stuck on
I mean, you could if you didn't know the difference.
Okay, yeah, no, that now it makes sense. Okay, whatever. Arch, archangel, pray, does erring rhyme with herring or with stirring? Prison, bison, well, treasure herring, trove, really. Treason, hover, cover, cove. Perseverance, severance, ribald rhymes, but piebald doesn't. Okay, wait. It's ribald, not ribald? It's yeah. Ribald, not ribald?
It's ribald.
What the fuck?
Well, according to this poem, it's... I'm not looking this up, but...
Okay.
That's just what...
All right, ribald rhymes.
That's just what Trinidad thought in 22.
All righty, so ribald rhymes, but piebald doesn't with nibbled. Okay, cool. Phaeton, paean.
But what is piebald?
I'm sorry? Piebald?
I said, what is
piebald? Isn't that the term for a type of horse coat thing where it's all spotty and...
Yeah, I thought it had to do with a color or a pattern.
Oh, like, okay. I have, like, no idea, like, and I feel kind of like a dumbass, but also old Brits, who fucking knows?
Like, I remember from one of my also, fantasy novels or something that it was like, yeah, whatever.
I'm not looking it up either, but I figured I would ask in case one of you guys knew what the fuck they're talking about.
Anyway. Phaeton, peon, nat, gat, gnaw, lean, psychic, shone, bone, pshaw. Don't be down, my own, but rough it, and distinguish buffet, buffet. Brood, stud, roof, rook, school, wool, boon. Worcester, Boleyn, to impugn, and I see what you did there. Oh my god.
What did they
but
do?
Again, in Texas, most of us don't say Worcester, we say Worcester.
Right, we say Worcester. But and so that's what
well,
always
why don't say, say Worcester, Worcester
because apparently we want to, you know, make words more complicated than they actually are.
Well, I know. No, mean, the no, C I mean, is
why did Lav
there?
Lie? Why didn't she
yeah,
say
Lav,
Worcester?
Why did you lie?
Because, like, I am so, I've gotten so used
just
to hearing
just because we
Worcester.
Know that you are significantly cooler than
no,
the rest
my
of us
God,
that know how to English.
No.
But how dare you, no, how dare you misrepresent us Texans by saying words correctly?
You said at the beginning of this poem that you were
so,
going to be
that you were doing it
girl.
Like a... Exactly.
So
you're doing
I
it wrong
slipped.
If you're going to do it like
so,
me.
I'm going to pull up the receipts. I'm going to cancel you.
All right, fine. I guess we can stop
I'm
then.
Just saying, if you're going to do it like a Dallas girl, you need to say Worcester.
Okay, fine. So we'll
we
do
don't
that.
Don't say Worcester or whatever the fuck you just said because I can't even remember.
Okay,
now.
So fine. We'll go over that line again. Worcester, Boleyn,
please
to impugn. And... Yeah, and actually, I see what he did there because one of Anne Boleyn's maids, fun fact, was the Countess of it was Worcester for them. And she was an informant who testified against Anne Boleyn when she was on trial, so she was impugning, and yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
Which is fun, but also,
that's
yeah.
really
I
cool.
Bite me. Okay.
Random history. Ta-da-da!
There's so many layers. I love it.
Okay. Okay, so you're not making fun of me.
Lav,
okay.
Who's saying words incorrectly
from Texas
City Girl.
Yeah.
We're only
we ain't
slightly teasing you for your, we like your history knowledge. It's when you, you know, inaccurately represent Dallas City Girls.
Okay, fine. I've been away for a while. Okay, it happened.
Which I am clearly uniquely positioned to arbitrate that. Yeah. Your Texan city girlness.
I am actually qualified.
Yeah, that's why I have Rose.
As a Dallas, Texas city girl.
So, say in sound.
Well,
sounds.
According to that author, I was probably also a Texan city girl.
I mean, we're all just provincial look. Country bumpkins, okay? That's just what it is.
Hashtag legit. Here for it. Here for it.
But anyway, say in sounds correct and sterling, hear or Hearse, hear, hearken, year, and yearling. Evil, devil, mezzotint. Mind the Z, a gentle hint.
Never. What? I said never mind the Z.
I will never mind the Z. How dare you?
Also, I'm getting more
You're
tequila.
Not my real dad.
Also, because I want to geek out about art for a minute, mezzotint is okay. An art history term. It's a style of printing where you actually engrave designs on a copper plate, and then you cover it in ink and then transfer it to paper. And then...
Oh my God, that's so cool.
And then it...
Holy shit.
And the funniest thing about it is the name is Italian, but it was invented in Germany? Like, what? Anyway.
So like everything else in this poem, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Listen, it's a trap and a lie.
Anyway.
It's all of the above. Oh, shit. I dropped a lid. Where'd my lid go? God damn.
Now you need not pay attention to such sounds as I don't mention. Sounds like pores, and paws. Rhyming with the pronoun yours. Okay.
Wait, I wasn't watching the text. What the hell's happening?
Basically, all of these words sound the
same.
I
know,
UK
I'm
English.
Unplugged, yeah. And you didn't hear any of it.
We did, though. I heard it. You didn't unplug.
I did, though, because I could hear nothing.
Okay, anyway.
Well, you couldn't hear yourself, but we heard you.
Well, that's good to know. Somebody heard me.
But anyway, where we were was like all of these freaking words in UK English sound the same, but in American English, it wrecks it.
Pause, 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 pause.
That is simply Australian English eraser, and I will not stand for that.
Listen,
because in Australian English, they're all synonymous.
Commonwealth,
no, I mean,
Munchie.
As in Australian English, it's all... Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
Commonwealth.
I'm okay with that. All right.
Anyway.
Sorry, I didn't hear you say Commonwealth.
Gotta talk louder, Leav.
Anyway, nor are proverbs.
Oh, yeah. Nor are proverbs names.
Nor are proper names included, though I often heard, as you
but
did.
But you fucking did include them!
Funny rhymes to unicorn.
Lies! Yes,
you know them. Vaughn and Strachan? I mean, what?
No,
anyway.
I don't know what you're
Strachan
talking about.
Strachan or Strachan? Or if you want to be rural white person who can't read, Strachan?
Strachan. Yeah, that's probably how my aunt would say it.
Yeah.
Although,
according to Faye J and Freckle, apparently that word is strawn.
What?
I am furious.
How?
I know. Because British people were elitist, classist shits, and they would put words in that and put it in front of people and be like, if you can't say this word in the way that I know how to say this word, you're of a lower class than me.
Exactly.
That's what that means. It's elitist bullshit.
I'm of a lower class than a lot of people, but I would say Strachan.
I mean...
I would also say Strachan, and also, you know, because the CH can be silent, but also you look at it and it's like, it's Strachan.
Right. Like, whatever. Anyway.
Without possibly that W that I added in there because I feel real country tonight.
In our globalized society, I'm like, any way you want to say your local place name is valid. You just have to make... You know, allowances for tourists to be like, we're going to fuck this up. We don't know what this sounds like.
Like, either you're going to put it after it everywhere so that I can see how it's supposed to sound, or you're going to suck it up and deal with me mispronouncing it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
I'm going to bring it up.
So I will admit, this next one I had to look up a couple of words, but... No, my maiden.
Why? Cheat? How dare you cheat?
I did not cheat.
Texas
this is the
City
first
girl.
Time.
You.
This is the first time
up.
That I have read through it aloud. Okay.
No. You don't get to look up words that.
This
cheating.
Is the only one I did because how the fuck do you say Chilmondeley?
You just have to. You just have to.
You're cheating.
You just have to look at it and be like, all right, it's like this.
Okay, fine.
What you do, because the whole point of this was to keep you honest and And now that we know, you're not being honest.
Hey, I was being honest, wasn't I, when I told you?
Yeah, you were being honest when you told us we weren't going to be honest. You had to look up words.
Yes,
we don't
I had to
do
look
that,
that
in challenges.
One up. Oh, my God.
Challenges.
Oh, my God. Throw me in the gale.
I will throw you in that gale. You'd probably like it here, too.
Anyway,
it's full of gay holes everywhere.
So apparently,
Jesus Christ. Moving on,
the gay hole in Worcester with Amberlee.
All right. What? So, know my maiden, coy and comely. I don't want to speak of Chumley. And yeah.
Okay, if you hadn't looked that up, how would you have said that?
I would have said comely and chumondly.
Yeah,
I said Cholmondeley.
And okay, so I've not read this and I haven't looked it up because I'm not a cheat. I would have said Cholmondeley.
So yeah,
high five.
But apparently it's Chumley and what the fuck? And
look,
I will never be able
because,
to.
Because, but the whole thing
again,
is we're trying how bad our English is because Merkin, and you looked it up and cheated.
Oh my God!
This doesn't prove how bad you are at English. This just proves that people want to test you.
This guy's a douchebag.
Yeah,
that's
that
what
these
it
people. Yeah. No, this guy's not a douchebag. It's
with
the whole
their UK
British
English
elite
trying
class.
To trap me with their weird nonsense words. You should have read that like a city Texan girl.
All right.
I'm offended because you cheated.
All right, fine. I'll redo it. No, my maiden, coy and comely. I don't want to speak of Chumondeley.
Yes!
Yeah!
No, yet proud compared with proud is no better than McCloud, except they actually rhyme.
They rhyme this time because if you're calmly, you would say Freud compared with proud is no better than McLeod.
McLeod?
Okay, see.
Okay, listen. If you're reading it the way it's written, Freud compared with proud is no better than McLeod.
Okay, no.
Or Oid. I went with Oid.
I will defend my knowing how this is pronounced because I have entire branches of my family that are Scottish, okay? So.
Well, that's legit. But also, you can't claim, you know, uninformed Texan.
I mean, I am.
You can't.
One of the surrounding suburbs is McLeod, and that's why I know that. That word is like, yeah, that's fine.
But I have entire branches of my family that are Scottish, so like, yeah. So leave me alone. Anyway,
like that's what I.
Man,
that's what
you
I
know
mean.
What? Listening to this local and like trolling names. You makes me kind of want to do the thing, and I know I'd be worse than you.
You should totally do the thing.
But now you've cheated.
Oh
but
my
now,
God!
I have cheated, but I will admit
one
that
word.
I cheated because I still won't be able to remember any of the things that Lev said. Because I'm also currently
five
like eight
shots
of tequila
in.
No. I filled like a quarter of this cup with some more.
Oh my God.
So we're at like eight or nine shots at this point.
I don't drink, therefore I don't know, but it's
therefore
like
I won't remember
a,
any of
you...
this.
It's okay, honey. Anyway, but mine trivial and vile, tripod, menial, denial. Troll and trolley, realm and ream, schedule, mischief, schism and scheme. Argyle, gill, argyle, gill. Surely may be made to rhyme with Raleigh? No.
Okay, was the second gill supposed to sound
Jill,
from the first
I guess.
Gill?
Jill, I don't know.
Prob, like Jill.
Yeah, I don't.
But why would you why?
I don't. And how does surely rhyme with Raleigh? I mean, even if
it
you
doesn't.
Do the British version, it's surely. And then how does that rhyme with
surely,
Raleigh?
Raleigh.
And like,
yeah.
What
surely,
the fuck?
Raleigh. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's bad. It's awful.
I don't know. I disagree. Freckle said she kind of thought maybe it was in supposed to be like the Queen's English.
Raleigh.
That accent that no longer exists.
Who fucking knows? Anyway.
So, unless we find a recording of the Queen doing this, we don't know.
Yeah, who fucking knows? Anyway, But you're not supposed to say piquette rhymes with sobriquet. Okay, what the fuck is a piquette?
Who knows? I've actually lost my place and have no idea where we are, so.
I didn't look up either of these words.
Had this invalid, invalid, worthless documents, how pallid, how uncouth he couchant looked when for Portsmouth I had booked. Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how
it's time.
I'm gonna pronounce it the way he clearly wants me to. And
no.
No!
You do it the correct wrong way first, then do it
that's
the way
what
he
I'm
wants
saying,
to.
The honey.
Texas City Girl version.
That's what I'm saying, honey. Historical. I'm gonna say it wrong first because he does it wrong.
No. You're supposed to do Texas City Girl
all right,
wrong,
fine.
Then his wrong, then you're right.
All right.
Do it like I would do it.
All right, Zeus, Thebes, Thales, Aphrodite.
It is actually pronounced.
And you totally missed it.
The way you know it's pronounced.
All right, so Zeus, Thebes, Thales, and Aphrodite, per Rose. Actually, it's Theva, Thales, Aphrodite, just so we know. Paramour, enamored, flighty. Episodes, Antipodes, although it's Antipodes. Acquiesce and obsequies.
Nice.
Please don't monkey with the geyser. Don't peel taters with my razor. How does that rhyme? Zer, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe he wanted to say totters.
I mean,
with my razors.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's apparently geyser is how
no, it's
Dutch
not.
English speakers. because the person who did this for, like, so she's Dutch primary buff panel.
Okay.
And she said, geyser.
Huh.
So, and that's like, apparently that's the way that the Dutch people say it.
Huh.
Okay, but is it like gay holes?
Geysers. Yeah, but gay holes. But more douchey.
But more douchey. I'm so glad my son's not home right now.
It's
I
a much
that
wetter
from
gay
your
hole.
Nine cups of tequila.
Is it self-lubricating? Because we were just talking about how assholes don't self-lubricate.
Okay.
Moving
I need
on.
To go to the gayzer.
Rather say in
right,
accents
so gayzer
pure.
Right, so gayzer and don't pill taters with your razor. That makes more sense than it is actually gayzer, but it's not,
it's
though.
Geyser. Anyway.
It's geyser.
Anyway, rather say in accents pure, nature, stature, and mature. Pious, impious, limb, climb, glumly. Worsted, what? Is one of them worsted?
Worsted.
Whatever. Anyway.
Because that's what my brain does. It goes worsted.
Like,
which is dumb. It's dumb. It's a dumb word.
Crumbly. Dumbly.
It's also why I can't spell a lot of words because I expect them just to look different.
Conquer, conquest, vase, phase, fan, wand, sedan, and artisan. What? Do people say artisan?
I think some people say artisan.
Okay, yeah, they're assholes.
Yes, that's the whole point of this entire poem, is that they're assholes.
The TH.
Yeah, look, I think depending
sorry,
on where
dead
you are
man,
in
but
Australia,
you're an asshole.
Depending on where you are in Australia, you would say artisan or artisan because, like, we love being nasal. So
okay, fair. Yeah.
Artisan. For sure.
See?
The TH will
Catherine
surely.
King style.
The TH will okay.
Will truly trouble you. Yeah, they will.
The TH.
You got this, I believe in you.
The TH will surely trouble you more than R, CH, or W. Say then these phonetic gems, Thomas, Time, Teresa, Thames. Although, for the record, it's not W, it's W.
It is
it's
W.
W.
Wait, doesn't that mean that the TH will truly trouble you?
There you go. Anyway. Thompson, Chatham, Waltham, Streatham. There are more, but forget them. And I know I did those wrong, whatever. Wait it. Wait, I've got it, Anthony.
The whole point is to do them right. Wrong.
Yeah.
I know yeah. I did those wrong. Like, nah.
I know. I still catch myself slipping and giving up. I still catch myself. It's like, oh shit, I just gave a fuck.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh shit, I just gave a fuck.
Anyway, wait, I've got it. Anthony, lighten your anxiety. Okay. The archaic word albeit does not, isn't it albeit? Like,
you don't say albeit.
It's albeit.
Who says albeit?
Isn't it albeit? Albeit. Does not rhyme with eight. Okay. You see it.
It's albeit.
Like,
no, also, you want to keep moving, but you also want to do this in Texas Deli City Girl. We say albeit.
Oh, okay. But I just want to bring up the fucking audacity of this poem to say that albeit is an archaic word. It's still in use.
Well,
which is more than I can say for like 30%. This, no, it says that it's an archaic word, but it's still in use.
But
still in use just a billion years after this dude is dead.
Archaic just fuck this guy. Means old. It doesn't mean dead.
In linguistics, no. It means dead.
Okay, fine. That's true. All right, fair. You're the one who studied linguistics. I will bow to you on this one.
Thank you.
All right.
But also, I'll bait.
There you go.
I am not debating your right to pronounce it however you want. I just
I know that I'm saying it wrong, but if you're going to be like true to Dallas, Texas, how we say words, we don't say I'll bait it.
I mean, if you're a Dallas, Texas English Lab, teacher, you would probably say albeit.
Lab is lying. Lab is lying because Lab is like cultured and shit. Lab should have been like, hey, Rose, I want you to read this thing like you would normally read this thing, and then we'll troll the fuck out of you because you can't say words. And it would have made more sense than what we're doing right now.
Hey, no.
Because Lab is cultured as fuck, and I am not. Like, true statements, you're gonna do this in Texas, Dallas, City Girl style. You gotta talk like an idiot like me, or you need to, like, say, hey, I'ma be me and I'ma read the thing with my cultured nonsense and
shit. How do you know
shit.
I wasn't doing a Dallas, Texas English teacher impression, huh?
Listen, we don't listen to Dallas, Texas English teachers. If we did, I would have said albeit correctly. We don't listen to English teachers here. We live in Texas. Fuck that nonsense. We ain't got grammar and we ain't say words correctly. And also, y'all just need to chill the fuck out, eh? Damn.
Anyway. With and
if you want to claim me, be me. Bitch. Love you. Keep going. Move on.
With and forthwith, one has voice, one has not. You make your choice. Shoes, goes, does. Now first say finger. Does finger what?
All the things. Yes, finger all the things.
I mean, since there are shoes involved, I'm assuming it has to do with Victor Nikki Bra's foot fetish, but
look, at least they're starting with fingering. That's what we want. Yes.
Be kind
fingering
to the gay
before,
hole.
Fingering happens before, you know, unprepared anal.
Be kind to the gay hole.
Must stretch the hole.
So we just gotta give props because they're doing the least amount. The bare minimum.
Very little, but they're doing something. I appreciate the effort. Try harder.
Okay, then say singer, singer, ginger, linger.
Were those all supposed to sound the same? I'm so confused.
Okay, honey, we can step away from the tequila
now.
You
could actually say singer as well.
You could say singer.
Yes, you could.
Because singe.
That's valid.
There you go. Singer. There you go. So, yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, Trinity.
Yes, fuck you. Anyway. Real, zeal, mauve, gauze, engage, marriage, foliage, mirage, and age. Hero, heron, query, very, Perry, Terry, fury, berry. And I almost said furry there.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I was gonna say, like, when I first read through that, I didn't see that was only one R, and I was like, furry. None of us haven't had too much tequila yet.
Dust, lust, post, and dot, cloth, loath. Job, Job, blossom, bosom, oath. Foul, faw, oppugnant, keen, puners, bowing, 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 banjo tuners. Home, you know, but okay, see, this is where, like, I'm used to Tumblr speak where this would be, oh, no's.
Yeah, that's what I read. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I went home, you know, but oh, no.
I guess. Like, but I guess it's oh, no's looking at the rest of this.
Oh, no's canoes. Just, that's oh, a no's statement canoes right there.
Oh, hey, you've just found your latest profanity replacement for when you're in when you're around Shorty. Canaries, canoes.
Oh, oh no's canoes.
Puny truism used to use. I what?
Used to use.
Yeah.
Used to use. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, though the difference seems little, we say actual but victual. Seat, sweat, chaste, cast, lay, ate, height, put, nut, granite, and unite.
You sure you about that put?
Put, nut.
Could be put. Honestly, it could go either
way. Yeah, it could go either way. Anyway.
Okay.
Especially Texas.
Reefer does not rhyme with deafer unless you smoke too much reefer.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going. Ooh, should have done this yesterday when I was a little... So, anyway, moving on.
Heifer does... Zephyr, heifer, dull, bull, Jeffrey, George, eight, late, hint, pint.
Okay, but I wouldn't have said Jeffrey.
All right, what would you have said?
What?
Joffrey.
Oh.
No, seriously.
I mean, okay, I can see it.
I know that it's Jeffrey now and like before we had this conversation, but for a long time I would call it Joffrey.
Yeah, I see it.
Oh.
That's the thing that happened for a while there. That's why we don't spell Jeffrey like that. That's why most Americans don't do the G-O.
Yeah.
Okay. G-E-O or whatever. We do G-E-F-F.
Or we do J-E-F-F.
Yeah, I meant J. I'm drunk.
Yeah, which is what we want you to be.
So I can't spell.
I mean, by that logic, shouldn't...
Yes, that logic, I asked for you to be drunk, George, and now also you are. Thank you for insulting me.
Yes, it should. And some Georges are J-O-R-G-E.
Yes.
Mostly Spanish ones, but
except they pronounce it Jorge.
But that's Jorge! Too.
So, huh?
And then there's Jesus and Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spanish, honey.
Isn't it? Yeah. Jorge.
No, Jorge.
Jorge?
Yeah. Jorge.
Yes.
Okay.
Jorge.
Spanish.
Is J-O-R-G-E, which is basically like, you know, George.
Yeah, it's
for us people who can't say Jorge. And by us people, I mean white folk.
Hey, now.
Mom, are you?
Most
are you
white
not
folk.
White?
I am Waysian. And yeah, therefore, everyone comes up to me and speaks Spanish and then gets mad because I don't know my heritage. Because I'm like nice and tan, and therefore I obviously must be Hispanic and must speak Spanish. But no, I am Filipino and white, and I don't speak Tagalog either.
Yeah, white people in Texas can be the worst.
Oh, no.
Not all of them, but... Or not all of us.
I have a lot of Hispanic and Mexican people come up to me and be like, hey... And then, like, go off in Spanish. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, no habla español. And then they get mad at me because I don't know my heritage. And I'm like, bitch, I'm like, Asian. First of all. Just because I'm
First
tan
of all, you
AF,
racist bitch.
I may be tan AF, and I'm not white, but that doesn't mean I'm automatically Hispanic.
All right. Anyway.
I was raised by white people, and that's why I don't speak any other languages. Move on. Sorry. Keep going.
Hint, pint, senate, but sedate. Gaelic, Arabic, Pacific, science, conscious, scientific. Tour, but our, dour, sucker, for. Gas, alas, and Arkansas. What?
Arkansas!
What the?
My favorite is Arkansas versus Kansas.
Does he think it's pronounced Arkansas or something? Like
exactly. No, because that's the whole thing. Because people get really upset with us because we say Arkansas and not Arkansas because of Kansas, and we don't say Kansas. We don't say Kansas. I'm like sitting here like, how do you say Kansas? Like Arkansas. They don't say Kansas.
All right.
Which is fair. Like, it should say the same thing, but I did get told off when I was in Nevada for saying Nevada.
Oh, yeah, so it's Nevada.
No, because I think I said Nevada. Yeah. I don't know what I said. I was sober at the time, so I... But I got told off for saying Nevada, I think is what I said.
Well, no.
And I said...
The pronunciation they like is Nevada. And then you get told off. Nevada. You get told off for saying Nevada.
I honestly don't remember because I was sober.
Damn.
Which is probably a problem. But I had to drive, so I was not drinking.
Anyway.
But I got told off by the guy who gave my son his cell phone that my mother is paying for. Anyway, but Kansas and Arkansas. I said it should be called Arkansas. That's what he tried to compare it to. I'm like, yeah, it should be Arkansas.
I mean, well, anyway, it's neither here nor there because still, even if it was Arkansas, it still doesn't rhyme.
No one would say it. It doesn't work anyway. It's true.
Like, but it works in Australian English.
All right. Anyway, same in...
No, wait. What is Australian English
say? Yeah, what would an Australian say for Arkansas?
So the two lines I would... it's tool, but our, dower, sucker, for, gas, alas, Arkansas.
For?
For Arkansas.
Okay. So, yeah.
Fascinating.
No, I can see it now. Because you ignored the R. You just forgot that it was there.
I feel like people do that with random letters, though. That's not...
All right. Anyway. Same maneuver, yacht and vomit. Next, omit, which differs from it. Bona fide, alibi, gyrate, dowry, and awry.
You say bona fide.
It's Latin, finally, okay?
Finally. Finally, you are showing your learned roots.
Oh my God.
Finally, you're not lying to us.
What? I can't be a smart Dallas girl? Okay.
No, there's no such thing in Dallas.
You should have been a smart Dallas girl from the beginning.
But you don't live here anymore. You live in freaking, the desert of doom.
The ass crack of America.
You should be saying these in the, you should be pronouncing these in what you know to be the correct forms, whether it's like Latin or Greek. You should have been saying it like that, but you didn't.
Oh my God.
Cave to peer pressure.
No, peer pressure is going the other way right now.
You said you were going to do it like Dallas, Texas chick, and you didn't do it like how we would say
God
it.
Forbid.
Yeah, I know I say it wrong because I'm a dumbass, but that's not the point.
God forbid I be a smart Texan for 5 minutes. Okay, bona fide.
No, you're not allowed. You said you weren't going to be.
I'm mad because you should have been saying it the way that you knew that they were historically pronounced because you have that information. I don't have this Latin Shakespearean background.
You're going to do it in this specific way and then do it in the complete opposite way because you know how it's supposed to sound.
Oh my God. So I do it because that's the
I want
to
hear it because Lab knows how to say these words in their original languages.
To say it correctly, then you tell Lab to say it correctly and not like a North Texas Dallas girl.
That was out of her own mouth that she wanted to say it Texan.
And that's how she told me we were going to do this, and that is why I'm being a douchebag.
Okay, fine. It's bona fide, okay, if you're going.
Thank you.
Bona fide, alibi.
Listen, if you want Lab to redo it in, normal, correct speech nonsense, you can have Lab redo it in normal, correct speech nonsense. She can even cheat. Look at all the fuck up.
Oh, my God. One word, Rose. One word.
No,
Lav was going to do it like a North Texas city girl, and Lav is not doing it like a North Texas city girl. I am here to keep things honest.
No, she said she was going to be her Texas City girl self. Self. So that means that she, that is inclusive of her education.
There you go.
No, that's not fair because no. No.
Yes.
I'm going to rewind the tape to the beginning. Receipt. Because she was like, I could do this recorded. Like I know how to
say
do it.
Was right.
Or I could do this like a North Texas, you know, city girl. That's not, no. I was sober at the beginning of this and now I'm not. And I am belligerent and I blame you, Lucci. Because I was not a belligerent drunk. This is not how I do my life. No wonder Lucci is never on our New Year's end up with roses.
Well, I mean, she's never on our New Year's chats because time zones.
But listen, like... whatever. I don't know, logic. No, because I have Australians on my New Year's.
This is true. This is true, Lunchy. You don't have that excuse anymore because Kane showed up.
Because she day drinks and then she spills things on router boxes. Kane, and I love you, Kane.
Kane is an insomniac.
You call me.
You can't compare me to a chronic insomniac.
Listen, it was daytime. You should
have. How dare you?
Okay. Anyway.
Back. I'm so high, Lunchy.
Let's
I
focus
love you.
Here, people. We love you, Lunchy.
Oh, it's too funny.
Okay. So anyway.
It's nice back to be fake angry. Yeah.
I know it's so much fun. I don't get really a lot of fun. People to be fake angry with.
Okay, so
fake angry is so funny.
It is.
Anyway.
Can we record something like that sometime? No, but seriously, though.
God, this is...
I'm sorry, I know. But can we find something where we can all be fake angry at each other and like just like yell at each other through microphones? Like,
oh, my God. All right. Anyway. Gyrate, dowry, oh, and awry.
Oh, yeah, we were up to them. Yep.
See, I'm trying to keep us on task here, but...
No, you haven't! This recording is 1 hour long!
It is!
Why are you lying and continuing to lie to me like this?
Lab is just, like, not sure of how, you know, our emotional reactions are to each other. We just have to suck it up and get over it. Oh, we're almost done. I believe in us.
All right.
And our ability to probably get sidetracked again and last another, you know, 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Okay. See, idea, Guinea area, Psalm, Maria, but malaria. Youth, South,
that's
Southern.
That's right. That's what I'm here for.
You're here for malaria?
No.
I mean, I also say malaria.
I mean, I don't know about malaria, but we could give you COVID. I mean, not literally us.
I could give you COVID. I don't have it, but I'm sure I could find it. Hashtag too real. Moving on.
Too real.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Youth, South, Southern, cleanse and clean. Doctrine, turpentine, marine. Compare alien with Italian. Dandelion with battalion. Rally with ally. Yay, ye. I, way, key. And the only reason I know how that's pronounced is because of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Say aver, but ever, fever.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I think I know that one because something happens in Torquay. Was that the one with Jack Harkness? Like, was his thing in Torquay?
I think there was one where there was, like, a Weeping Angels episode that happened where it was something key.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Please keep going.
No, hey, whatever.
Listen, we've been doing this the entire time. Why would you apologize now? Like, now of all time.
She was on a roll. Oh,
listen, on a we roll. Break the roll. Hence why this lasted an hour.
All right. Anyway, say aver, but ever, fever. Neither leisure, skein, receiver. And the only reason I know it's pronounced skein is because mom. Never guess.
You say skein or skein. It really depends.
Yeah, it was always skein when she
skein
was saying
is correct,
it.
But I've said skein mostly because I never knew.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just assuming because that's how she said it. But never.
But are you sure that's correct? That's the question.
Who cares? We're supposed to be doing it Dallas style, right?
Listen, are you sure your mom does things Dallas style?
To be fair, mom has literally lived all over, so.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Yes, she's tainted.
Why are you trying to bring Lav's mom into this?
Anyway, never guess. It is not safe. We say calves, valves, half, but Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph.
I mean,
what's it supposed to be?
Based on the previous line, I guess they want it to be Rafe. Maybe that's maybe that's like an older form of it. I don't know. Maybe that's
Ralph.
It's that version of gay hole. I don't know.
You know,
Rafe in the gay hole.
Rafe is the gay hole.
Rafe in the gay hole with the guy with the gazer.
Anyway, Starry, Granary, Canary, Crevice, but device, and eerie, or airy, I guess, is what they want me to say. Face.
But you don't want to say what they want you to say. We want you to say it the way you would say it.
And I did say it the way I would normally say it at first. Chill.
Yes, people never chill. That was the whole point.
Anyway, face, but prefaced, and grimace. Phlegm, phlegmatic, ass, glass, base.
I think they wanted to say
I'm sorry.
Glass.
I think you'll find that it's arse.
It's not arse.
Not
it
arse.
Is never arse.
Never arse.
Because arse.
Arse is the worst.
It's like butt. You cannot make it sound sexy in an American accent. It's not possible. Okay? Don't use butt in your porn scenes, and also don't use arse.
But like. But it also says bass in the next line, though. It also says bass in the next line, though. And when you're talking about music, it is bass.
It's bass, yeah.
So, like, I wasn't wrong.
They
so,
want
like,
you to say bass,
fuck you.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah. Anyway, bass, large, target, gin, give, verging, ought, oust.
Okay, but how do you know if they're talking? I'm sorry, but how do you know if they're talking about music in the first line and not the fish?
Because I know there are two words that are spelled that way, and one is pronounced bass and the other is pronounced bass.
Which is dumb. Why is bass pronounced that way? Or spelled that way?
It's the rhyming scheme.
It's dumb. It's a dumb rhyming scheme. How dare.
I just, yeah, who knows? Anyway.
Either way, it's wrong.
Either way, bass does not rhyme with grimace, so.
But it does rhyme with glass.
Yeah, and ass. Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Well, it does.
She's
why
not
are you
going
to go ass, glass, bass?
Okay, fine. Ass, glass, bass. How about that?
And then you go bass, large, trout, gin, give, virgin. Which also doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
Base, large, target, gin, give, verging. Ought, oust, joust, and scour, but scourging. Ear, but earn, and air, and tear. Do not rhyme with here, but air. Mind the O of often, often, which may be pronounced as orphan. No.
What?
It isn't.
Not even a little.
Yes. Because British English, you can say... You have often, which may be pronounced as orphan.
That orphan. Still doesn't sound the same.
Like
no,
not
even.
No, it's a class difference.
Even when
difference.
You say it like that, it doesn't sound the same.
Yes, no. It's
because
I'm not British.
Often,
but you can
but
hear
then,
often
not British.
Okay.
And orphan.
Let's say I went full British with it. There's still often, orphan. There is still a very big difference in the O.
Yeah, very prominent.
No. Stop looking at this through your classist lenses, okay? If you belong
hey, you're the one who's making an argument
if
for
you
it.
Belong to like dock worker, like if you were a dock worker in Britain, then you would say orphan because that's the
because there's an
it?
R in it.
Okay, yeah, okay, I can see that if you were from the north.
No, not orphan as in an orphanage, but like oh yeah, like I mean, why would they say like often in the first place? But like yeah, they'd say. Oh, I often go home, or I often go to the bar.
Yeah, no,
like
I see what you're saying.
But
if you're
of course,
from the north,
not in my yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay, cool.
I don't know.
Legit. All right, fine. You have a point.
Anyway, that was my favorite
for
line
once.
Because I thought it was clever.
All right. So with the sound of saw and sauce, also soft, lost, cloth, and cross. Pudding, puddle, pudding, putting? Yes. At golf, it rhymes with shutting. Respite, spite, consent, resent. Liable, but parliament. Seven is right, but so is even. Hyphen, roughen, nephew, Stephen. Monkey, donkey, clerk, and jerk. Asp, grasp, wasp, domain, cork, work. A of valor, vapid, vapor. S of news, compare newspaper. The S is the same in both, though? Anyway.
One's voice and one's voiceless.
Yeah, okay, whatever. G of gibbet, gibbon, gist. I of Antichrist. Hey, now we're talking. And grist.
Hashtag America. Support the Antichrist. Fuck yeah.
Differ like diverse and divers. Rivers, strivers, shivers, fivers. Once but nunce.
Like a good fiver.
Once but nunce. Toll, doll, but roll. Polish, polish, pole, and pole.
Yeah, I say pole and pole.
Yeah.
Maybe it's pole and Paul.
I guess.
People say words weird.
Or Paul and pole.
Maybe. Either way.
Whatever. Anyway. Pronunciation. Think of psyche. Is a paling stout and spiky. Won't it make you lose your wits? Writing groats and saying grits. Not really.
Not at all.
It's a dark
if
abyss.
We're gonna talk archaic words, Trinité.
Yeah.
What's this groats slash grouts business? I mean, what is that? I'm not looking it up.
You're gonna break out mispronounced Greek. Like, come on.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Doing it wrong, Trinité.
It's a dark abyss or tunnel strewn with stones like Rolic Gunnel, I guess is what they want you to say.
I would say gunwale.
Right? Like gunwale?
Because it looks like gunwale. I don't know what that word is, and therefore I would have said gunwale.
And I know Islington.
Stones, like Rolock,
I rhymed it with tunnel.
And I know Islington and Isle of Wight, housewife verdict and indict. Don't you think so, reader, rather? Saying lather, bather, father. So I guess they want me to say rather. But finally, which rhymes with enough, though, through, bow, cough, huff, sow, tough. Hiccup, how's the sound of sup? My advice is give it up.
And bitch, you should have given up like the first fucking like stanza of this nonsense.
An hour and 10 minutes later, it is done.
It is done.
The end, bitches.
Anyway, thank you for listening.
Or whatever, right? We did a thing. And my son is home, so good time. I'm gonna stop recording. Aww.